Hey folks, I'm Tom.
And I'm Vince.
Welcome to Friday Night Beers, a show where two guys who know too much about pop culture and not enough about beer try some beers and explain them in a way that you may understand.
But that you probably won't. And it'll only make sense to us. Either way, we hope you'll be entertained.
Vince, it's that time of year.
Spooky season.
We've been doing Halloween and pumpkin theme episodes for 3 seasons now, and that's not changing today.
No, but we did throw a little bit of a twist in, didn't we?
We sure did. This time, instead of really focusing on famous pumpkin ales, we did something a little off the beaten path with a dark bite to it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that?
That was saucy. I like it. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, let's just say it. We're drinking Count Orlok.
Do you know what that means, rest of the world? Probably not, but that's why we're here.
I'm an unsuspecting listener. I don't know what that means. Tell me, please.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't be making fun of our listeners. We have so precious few of you, and we do appreciate
you. We certainly do, but we'd like to educate you now. Let's do it.
We are drinking Count Orlok. It is, as you mentioned, a black pumpkin ale, not just a pumpkin ale. From Urban Chestnut Brewing Company in St. Louis, Missouri, 5.4%. Going to be a nice, easy drinker from what I can see. The description as written by the brewery itself. For the first time ever, again, Urban Chestnut's brewing a pumpkin beer, and while it is officially a Revolution Series beer, that seems off to me. It does have a little German flair. Nosferatu, Bird of Death. A.K.A. Count Orlok was the German Count Dracula. He was a blood-sucking vampire, but being German, he must have enjoyed beer too, right? We believe it is so, and thus have created a black pumpkin wheat ale in his honor. A beer noir, if you will. I won't.
Now, Vince, you gave me a little bit of a look during that description.
Well, the Revolution Series, that could be offensive to some Chicagoans.
It could be, and I can tell you that these people are not trying to emulate the city of Chicago. Far from it. This is a St. Louis staple, Urban Chestnut. Vince, I've been there.
Well, that's the thing is I'm shocked that they're not calling it like their Uprising series and saying it's a totally different thing.
Well, you know, they have enough of those things to get their little brother syndrome out of the way. But we won't go there today. So this is located in the Grove in St. Louis, which is a popular neighborhood near downtown. And Urban Chestnut actually has 3 St. Louis locations. And Vince, get ready for this. They also have a German location in the Hallertau region of southern Germany, where the brewmaster's from.
Hallertau hops.
Right. Nice. This guy came all the way from fucking Germany to St. Louis to bring his German brewing passion to the Show Me State. And specifically, their unique brewing philosophy, which they call beer divergency, a little bit of an old world meets new world approach, where UCBC provides the beer drinker a divergent path of exploration into the worlds of modern American craft beers, aka the Revolution Series, and their classic European brewing, the Reverence Series, and then their very special Bavarian series called the Hallertauer Serie. Revolution Series, long story short, it's their American style. And yeah, I mean, this guy, Florian Klupent, he's been brewing beers for 2 decades.
I thought you were going to say 200 years.
He's been brewing beers for 200 years. Vince, why don't we take our first sip of Count Orlok?
Right, let's okay. Crack.
There we go.
Cheers.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Well,
open that up a little bit.
It smells a little dead.
Yeah. Vince, full disclosure, I'm worried. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Okay. All right.
Woo! Count Orlok. Wait a minute. Let's go through. Did they list any ingredients in this bad boy?
I mean, it's pumpkin. I can taste that.
But it's pumpkin and it's a black ale.
It's like rotted pumpkin.
This did not taste like what I thought it was going to taste like.
I don't know what I thought it was going to taste like, but maybe it'll get better as we go on. In the meantime, I'm going to give a little bit people are probably wondering what a black ale is. What's the difference?
I'd love to know.
Because, I mean, I'll tell you what, we're going to pour this out of the glass, and if I would have shown it to you out of the glass, you'd probably say, oh, that's a porter or a stout. It's not. So, pretty basic here. It kind of meets in the middle between porter and our pale ale. It's slightly thicker than a pale ale, but still thinner than a porter.
So it's in between.
It's a tweener.
Well, we recently reviewed a porter on the show, and I certainly taste a textural difference between that and the porter we did. I gotta be honest, I'm not tasting any pumpkin on this bad boy at all.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're just tasting decomposing flesh then?
No, I just like it's. It just kind of tastes like a slightly bitter pale ale.
Yeah, no, I'm getting a lot of pumpkin. Like, I feel like I'm licking the innards of a pumpkin. Not to get graphic and disgusting.
Do you lick a lot of pumpkin innards?
No, which is why I'm so unsettled.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe this without saying it just tastes empty.
Wow. Then they've done a great job naming this beer.
Count Orlok.
Yeah. So it's not, empty's not the right word for me. It's just a good flavor gone bad, if you will. To me, like, I really enjoy the pumpkin flavor. I think it adds a lot to some ales here. And I feel like the black aspect of it is kind of blowing it.
Just to recap, we've done Pumpkin Nitro, which we liked.
Yep.
We did Pumpkinhead Ale, which we really liked.
Yep.
This doesn't taste anything like those two.
And we weren't really expecting it to. We knew we were going off the beaten path here.
Yeah, for sure. But at least when I had those two beers, I was like, I can confidently tell that this is a pumpkin product. Like, if you gave me an unmarked can and said, tell me what is in this, I don't know when I would get to pumpkin.
Yeah, I would probably go banana first, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that thickness to it. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I think this might be the first time in a long time where I actually have to go back to the original intent of the show and describe this as a pop culture item, because I don't have the words or the knowledge to describe exactly what I'm tasting.
Well, when you say that, you're talking about just the name Count Orlok and what it
I'm literally talking about, like, so this comes on very thick.
Yeah.
Right? It's very thick, and there's definitely like a fruitiness to it, but it is like very, very dark on the back end. Drinking this is a lot like Hades from Disney's Hercules. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a crazy but somewhat empty villain.
Yeah, not even empty. Like, he's a real villain for sure, but he's kind of softened for kids, and you can identify with him because he's kind of, because it's Disney and he can't truly be a sociopath.
It's James Woods.
Yeah.
Well, I want to take a step back just in general and talk about some Halloween culture, because obviously this is an explicit reference to vampires, which are ever present during this time of year.
Well, yeah, I mean, Count Orlok is the name of the vampire in the very famous Nosferatu.
Right, which, as we learned, is the Romanian translation for the word vampire.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So I always thought that his name was Nosferatu. I was like, that's a weird name, but all right.
It's kind of like the Frankenstein versus Frankenstein's monster thing. Like, because the book is called Frankenstein, everyone assumes that the monster is called Frankenstein, but he's actually Frankenstein's monster.
He doesn't even have a name.
No.
This poor guy. That's it.
Mary Shelley, for all her creativity, she couldn't even get the poor fucking guy a name.
Interesting touch point here. Nosferatu, vampires, very, very big around this time of year. But also, very big outside of this time of year in the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Twilight movies with Edward Cullen. Mm-hmm. And Team Edward versus Team Jacob.
Who's a werewolf.
Right. Then you had The Vampire Diaries, which was a show on CW that I did not really pay attention to. But
now defunct.
Knew that it was around. How about True Blood?
True Blood, the
original. I did watch that. I was pretty into that. Although, in retrospect, I don't know if I was into the show or the nudity.
Well, and we can go, I guess it's always been a passion of ours for some reason, going all the way back to the original Dracula here.
Right.
Which Nosferatu is the unauthorized film version of.
I was in Dracula in eighth grade as a production. I played one
Did
of
you
the
play
characters.
Dracula?
No, I was Jonathan.
Die.
I was
Die.
Jonathan Harker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, the real lead.
Yes, yeah.
Everyone
I was.
Thinks that Dracula's the star of that show, but well, you just end up in a coffin for 90% of it.
You know, we really softened the fact that he was serially raped over the course of the book.
Jonathan
yeah.
Harker?
Yeah, by harpies. His little minions. Because basically, Jonathan Harker was dating this woman,
yeah.
Nina, who Dracula had a little thing for. So he was like, let me get this guy out of the way so I can swoop in on this girl.
And
that's the love story. And then eventually I come back, and things are clearly not the same. You know, Jonathan Harker does not have the riz of Dracula.
So hold on, explain this to me. So as far as I'm understanding, because I missed this when I read the Great Illustrated Classic, which makes sense that they would.
Yeah,
it's basically a picture
book. Right. Yeah.
So Dracula says, "Oh, I want more than to suck her blood. I want to have a relationship with her.
I want to be in love. Yeah.
I want to go on vacation with her, you know,"
right.
And he goes, "But how? She's with another man. Instead of killing him..." I'm going very French here now. I don't know what's going on.
"I'm going to kidnap him and have my assistants rape him."
And that was like... And then he'll...
And suck the life out of him. And then eventually
okay,
he's going to
okay,
be a shell.
Okay, okay, okay. So it's yeah. the suck the life out, basically.
Slowly.
Okay, geez.
Right.
I'll tell you what. You made that sound like, is like, hey, how do I get this
well,
woman to... Or how do I get
mean,
this man to leave this woman alone?
They made it like a sexy thing, but it was more than that.
Okay.
They're
okay.
killing him. All right, how about that?
There we are. There
Got
we are.
Got it.
It's like, what the hell is that? Just kill him.
Yeah, so long story short, like, in the play... They eventually team up with Van Helsing and some other people, and they eventually take down Dracula. But the whole story is about, like, basically forbidden love. Like, the bad boy versus the good guy, you know? Do you go for the dangerous, mysterious Dracula, or do you go for the stable, boring Tommy Doherty in eighth grade option?
So here's the real question about Dracula when you put it that way. Does Dracula look like... this Nosferatu guy right here.
Right.
This Count Orlok fella.
Or is he a sexy dude?
Yeah. Has he figured out how to make himself look very good? Because I'll tell you what, in the Great Illustrated Classic, what a head of hair. That guy could get it.
I think that over time, Dracula's become like a sexy figure. But in the original version, it was definitely a monster.
No, dude, I'm going to go backwards on you. Think about the most recent vampire properties. Midnight Mass.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Dracula, or the Dracula character in it, is not a looker.
Well, they just did a movie...
He has wings.
They just did a movie, Renfield, which is about Dracula's assistant, but Nicolas Cage plays Dracula.
Again, not a looker.
Not sexy.
Now they have a new one coming out, The Last Voyage of the...
Of the Demeter, yes.
I almost said Santa Maria, but
yeah.
That's a different voyage.
I think that's... I think that's just about vampires in general.
No, it's a very specific
it's a Dracula
adaptation
thing?
Of a chapter from Dracula.
Oh, okay. That's news to me. I should probably
yeah.
know that.
And so that is Dracula on the ship. And I'll tell you what, they didn't save it. They showed him for sure. And
what
he
about,
is not good looking.
What about the softest version of Dracula that exists, Hotel Transylvania with Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think they're on the fourth movie for that.
I'll tell you what, he is, he's not a handsome guy. I'm sorry. He's not. He's like,
yeah.
he's built like Mr. Incredible. Except like...
with no muscles?
Yeah, his muscles have been sucked out.
Like deflated a little bit?
Yeah.
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 Why don't we, take this Dracula into the glass, huh?
Yeah, I'll take it. Take a little bit.
Take
of
a little into the glass,
in the glass,
huh? Vince, while we're doing that, I want to mention a couple other famous counts. You ready for this?
Monte Cristo. The Count of Monte Cristo.
One of, I think, the most underrated movies of our childhood, by the way. And a great book.
Oh, okay.
You remember this film?
I never watched it.
You never saw it?
I never saw it. It's a great
movie, dude. It's Guy Pearce and Jim Caviezel. It's got a little bit of Charles Dickens to it as well. It's these two friends. They're in love with the same girl. And one friend commits a heinous crime. Decides to pin it on his buddy and steal his girlfriend. This guy goes to essentially the French version of Alcatraz and toils away for 20 years. Guess what? He gets out of prison. He comes back, changes his name, pretends he's the Count of Monte Cristo. All-time revenge story.
Nice.
At that point, his old love has married Guy Pearce's character. It's nuts. Great movie. Another count is, how about Count Chocula?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't really remember what the cereal was like, but...
I never had the cereal. My mother's a dietitian, so...
Yeah, I bet that was not allowed in your
house. Okay, well, what about the most famous count? The Count.
The Count, yeah. I mean, It has to be brought up.
He's so good. Honestly, yeah. If there is one puppet that I would go nuts for, and I'd be like, oh my god, I can't believe he's here. He's my favorite.
Pretty much the inspiration for the Forgetting Sarah Marshall storyline with the Dracula musical.
Yeah.
Was that puppet, I believe.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, aside from like Jason Segel's life story that he kind of wove into it, but yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the fact that he is the count and he counts, and it's so dumb, but I think that is so clever for little kids, and it took me way too long to figure out. I was maybe like 7. I was like, oh my god.
The Muppets still crack me up.
The Count is without parallel.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
What about
he
some
He knows what he likes.
What about some iconic like Halloween songs or films that you really
enjoy? Give me your top 3 Halloween films. How about that? Should we define Halloween films first? What counts?
Yeah, I think anything that's like around the time of Halloween, you know, like Friday the 13th.
So straight up horror does not necessarily count.
I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. I don't really enjoy this film, but Hocus Pocus, I know people have a lot of heart for that.
People go nuts for that.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
Got it.
Friday the 13th is a classic.
Okay.
And I mean, you have to include Halloween. It's literally in the title of the movie.
Halloween Town is another one that's probably... Yeah.
We've talked about The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is both a Halloween and a Christmas movie.
Right.
And I think for me, it's more about the songs. Like, I enjoy the Monster Mash. I enjoy the Ghostbusters song.
Is Ghostbusters a Halloween song?
To me, it kind of spiritually is, even though... I don't think the movie is explicitly about Halloween.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
But I think the song has kind of been adopted as a Halloween song.
So as you were going through your movies there, I realized how few Halloween movies I've seen.
Well, because horror is part of Halloween, but there's not a lot of horror movies that take place on Halloween.
Well, is Casper during Halloween?
Maybe, but I would consider that a Halloween movie.
Probably because of the 31 Days of Halloween on ABC Family.
That has one of the funniest moments I've ever seen in a movie, that Casper movie.
What?
The Bill Pullman scream. Have you not seen this meme or
I haven't seen the meme.
It's this like comically over-the-top scream when Bill Pullman realizes that there's a talking ghost in his house. It is... My friends and I got a real kick out of it. But yeah, that's like a nice family-friendly Halloween film.
The Haunted Mansion is technically not happening during Halloween, but that's enough. And I think actually we're stumbling upon something that compares quite well with this here. We don't see a lot of these black pumpkin ales. This is the only one I've
literally
seen.
Literally zero, yeah.
And I don't think that we actually have a large catalog of Halloween movies or Halloween songs. I think we have a large catalog of horror, which gets lumped in, but I don't think there's 31 movies that can fill 31 days of Halloween.
I think you're right on that. I mean, there's like 9 Halloween movies in that franchise, but I think there might be 15 total Halloween-based films.
It's an underserved community.
Oh, well, Donnie Darko, it does end on Halloween, the movie.
Okay, so that could count.
I think that would count as a Halloween film.
Okay.
But in the spirit of Halloween, not totally sure if it fits.
Like, I want to say Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but that's not a Halloween movie.
Yeah, Miracle on 34th Street.
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Oh, I was thinking of the Freddy Krueger one.
You're thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was a fuck up. Come on. It's a Wonderful Life. Jeez, I said that so confidently, too. It took me like 20 seconds to be like,
doing
what?
A bit.
No. Wow. I've had too many of these Count Orlocks, huh? Mm. Jesus Christ.
So it doesn't get any better as you go, I'll be honest.
I haven't enjoyed it from the jump. I wanted to be fair to it, but there is just something about Count Orlock that's rubbing me the wrong way.
I'll tell you what, I would have this with like an accompanying banana bread or a pumpkin bread. It just has that kind of thick, it's the thickness and that, I don't know what to call it, but like squishy meat on the inside.
You know, I got one more thing for you that I think fits in, not on the Halloween part, but like this beer's trying really hard to do a lot of things. And it's just not really working. I think to me this beer is like the show Winning Time on HBO right now.
Oh, I actually haven't watched. Like, I didn't even know season 2 came out. It came out.
Because they haven't been promoting it with the cast because they can't. Because the writer's strike. That's one of the reasons why people think the ratings are down. I personally think it's because the show has considerably gotten worse. Mm. But this is a show that has like 25 famous people in it. It's trying to be both a historical recreation of real sports events and also like a loose recreation of Succession with the Jerry Buss stuff and this like stylistically dynamic show and the Adam McKay style. And it's like, it is just throwing so much at you. And Lost and all that is like a coherent story and people that I give a shit about. Hmm. And it's become a kind of a chore to watch. And I think that that's kind of what's happening here for me, where it's like they had all these grand ideas. We got the name. We don't just want to do a pumpkin ale. We want to do a black pumpkin ale. We want to do something that also honors these, you know, rich German traditions that we're bringing to America. Like, you know what? At some point, you just got to pick a couple lanes. And this show hasn't done that. This beer is not doing it.
But you're a good little Jonathan Harker, so you'll finish it.
I am.
You'll finish both of them.
I'll take one for the team. I'll let those harpies go to town on me. And, you know, I just hope that my girlfriend...
Just picture eighth grade. You said eighth grade.
Yeah.
Right? Eighth grade Tom going like, holy crap, girls are going to have sex with me.
Oh, at the time, I thought it was sick. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for some people to hear this one. Vince, what are you giving this score-wise?
I got to give it a 3 out of 5 Vinces. I can't go lower than that because even though it's not like a great beer for me personally, I respect that they took a shot. And I can and I will finish this. It's not a chore for me, but I wouldn't buy it again. Necessarily. I would be super interested to have, and I do have a couple of these at home, so I'll be interested to have that with like a thick fall bread, you know, a thick sweet fall bread. I think that could be really good. But if you're looking for pumpkin, you're probably not in the right place. If you're looking for a black ale, you're probably, again, not in the right place. If you're looking for a walk on the wild side, yeah, give it a shot.
Or if you're just absolutely obsessed with vampire stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only audience I see this being a fit for. Yeah, I'm going to match you on the 3 out of 5. I don't have much else to add other than, you know, not going to be a repeat customer of this one.
Yeah, I stand by my Hades comparison from Hercules. It's got that sweetness, but also
0 to 3.
It's very evil.
Guess you didn't catch that one, huh? Zero to hero?
Oh, zero. Yeah, you said zero
I said
to
zero to three, yeah. Yeah. Don't, most of my jokes land better than that, but that's okay.
Well, we've got 150 episodes worth of proof.
We sure do. And if you want to listen to those episodes, give us a follow on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Write us a review. Also follow us on social media. We're all over the place. Don't look at me like that. Don't make me suck your blood, you piece of shit. But until next time, I'm Tom.
I'm Vince.
This has been Friday Night Beers, where we have clear eyes, full cans,
must booze.
Don't you fucking look at me like that. We're getting to the bottom of this now.